Okay.
But that's contingent upon what the CFO says.
Mark, and then Lonnie.
I think I'm speaking against the amendment. I think I like the way it was originally stated. Clear that we're talking about those two issues, and I think that interjecting a sort of philosophical debate is appropriate at this time.
Lonnie.
Mark broke up. I didn't quite hear everything, but I think that there is no debate on what board policy is. The board policy requires a 1 month.
And they're keeping that.
Yeah, the board knows what it meant. So I think that reinforcing board policy, as we did, and the bylaws on these other motions, is not outside the spirit of what we've been doing on this call. There's nothing wrong with restating board policy. So I'm speaking in favor of assuring
You're speaking in opposition to striking.
Well, is it in the motion?
Yeah, I just made an amendment to strike the phrase.
I'm speaking to leave the phrase.
The amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to address that station is meeting its 1 month requirement, and to Jane's point, they are not cannibalizing anything to do this. They're actually adding to their reserve in this budget by $100,000. They're just not adding to their budget by $200,000, or whether it's two and three. And this is exactly the confusion, and this is exactly my issue. It's a canard to bring that in. They have met their 1 month. They have done it by a mechanism that everybody agrees is appropriate, and they are not spending any of their prior year surplus to fund any staff expenses. What they're doing is not accumulating a full additional month out of current year operating. And so, again, I am asking the committee to vote to strike that portion of the motion. Is there further discussion, or can we go to a vote on the amendment? Hearing no further discussion, can you read the main motion as amended if we approve it, Casey?
The main motion as amended?
Read the amendment.
Okay. The amendment is to strike to meet the 1 month reserve requirement.
And can you read the main motion as it would read if we approve that amendment?
All right, but we
amendment?
Still have the Gatewood Amendment has not been approved either. Are we putting them together as one amendment?
Mine is in a...
We have two
amendments on the floor again.
Okay, so...
We vote on Dave's amendment to strike the words. That's all we need to vote on.
Yeah,
and then we vote.
And then we'll do the
well,
change.
Then okay, so then... All right, then we'll go back to Jane's. All right, so... If we're just doing that, then the main motion would read, the NSC recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget approved by the LSB with the provision that the GM develop and present an 18-month plan, bleh, because we're dropping the last part of the sentence.
Well, then let's make it to reduce staff salaries as a percentage of listener support, of total support.
All right, so then that's... Gatewood's to reduce the percentage of total support or not listener support?
Well, there is no word called total support in the budget.
And let us say listener support.
Yeah.
All right.
And let us add to bring that percentage more in line with prevailing with those that prevail throughout the network.
But that's not what she said.
But that's what I meant.
I'm just hearing echo now.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna. Wait.
So, what are we voting on? To strike, right?
Yeah, I think maybe it'll work better if we deal with Jane's motion first,
yes.
That adds it, and then my motion to strike. Because without that, we're fiddling it.
Correct.
So, without objection, can we deal with Jane's motion first, and then the motion to strike?
Maybe there's no objection.
Okay, if there's no objection to doing it in that order, let's go to Jane's amendment.
There's objection.
Can you read Jane's amendment, Casey?
Yes. Jane's amendment would be to add the words, and to reduce salaries as a percentage of their support.
I did intend to add that phrase about in line with...
To bring that ratio in
bring that
line.
Ratio in line with prevailing ratios throughout the network.
Okay. So can you read? Can you reread that?
Line with prevail. No, it wouldn't be prevailing.
Prevailing ratios throughout
with those at other units in the network.
Okay. Other.
Thank you, Casey.
In the network. Sorry, I'm getting a little slow. Okay.
I thought you did.
Okay, so here's what the total, the complete motion would read with this amendment. The NSC recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget approved by the LSB with the provision that the general manager develop and present an 18-month plan to meet the one-month reserve requirement and to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support in order to bring the ratio in line with those of other units in the network. With that, but also it should be the ratio of salaries to income.
To listener support.
Okay, to listener support.
You can strike those words in order to. That's not necessary.
Got it.
Okay. Can you read it one more time?
Okay. The NSC recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget approved by the LSB with the provision that the general manager develop and present an 18-month plan to meet the required one-month reserve requirement and to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support to bring the ratio of salaries to listener support in line with that of other units in the network.
Right, and I just want to be clear, what we're voting on now is not that motion, but the amendment that amended the original motion. So now, is there any objection to Jane's amendment, as Casey has just stated it? Okay, hearing none, then we'll move to my amendment, which is to strike the, to generate the one-month reserve and. So can we go to a vote? Is there objection to that amendment?
I object.
Okay.
I object.
Okay, there are two objections. Then can we go to a vote? Can you read the amendment and then the motion as it would sit if amended?
Yes. The amendment would be to strike the words to meet the one-month reserve requirement. Amendment were adopted, the motion would read, the NSC recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget approved by the LSB with the provision that the general manager develop and present an 18-month plan to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support to bring the ratio of salaries to listener support in line with that of other units in the network.
Okay, so we've had some objections, so we're going to a vote on the amendment now. This is to amend the main motion, as Casey just read. We're not voting on the main motion. Will you call the roll?
Adelson.
Yes, I'm voting in favor of the amendment to strike.
Allen.
I will pass.
Bediako.
Yes.
Heffley.
Pass.
McFaul, yes. Robert?
Yes.
No.
Strike or not to strike?
I'm sorry?
Who is this, to strike?
This is to strike.
A strike.
Hey, yeah, no.
No, okay. Tattersall?
No.
Gatewood?
Yes.
I'm sorry, was that yes or pass?
That was a yes.
Thank you. Weinman?
No.
Williams.
No.
Hicks.
No.
Okay. Allen?
Yes.
Okay, we are...
And Heffley.
Heffley? Petty.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah. I've been in too many meetings tonight. I'm like a total...
Petty, you got to vote.
Yes, I know I have to vote. I'm a little confused about it.
Okay, to clarify, if you vote yes, you're voting to strike the phrase, to that KPF, the 18-month plan is to bring KPFA in line with the one-month reserve. And the resulting motion would be to bring their salaries in line with the ratios that exist throughout the network. If you vote no, what you're voting for is to leave it in. And Casey, can you read what it would be if it's left in?
Okay, if it's left in. The National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget approved by the LSB with the provision that the general manager develop and present an 18-month plan to meet the one-month reserve requirement and to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support to bring the ratio of salaries to listener support in line with that of other units in the network.
So if you vote no, you're voting to leave in the portion about to come in line with the 1 month. And if you vote yes, you're supporting my amendment to remove it.
Just the 1 month or the whole rest after?
Just the 1 month.
Point of information. Wow. May I just let Patty know that this was the proviso that Lonnie had worked with the general manager when he actually generated
no,
and
no, 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 that's not a point of information. A point of information is a question.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I could make an editorial comment as well.
So the argument is about
the difference.
Calling it 1 month thing.
Right.
Like adding that like as some kind of point.
That's right. So voting yes on the amendment deletes that. Voting no on the amendment.
Flip a coin, Patty. It's 11.
No, I'm going to say I don't like that 1 month thing. That bugs me. So,
so you're voting yes to delete it.
I'm saying yes for now.
Thank you. What is the vote, Casey?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no.
Okay, so that is deleted. Now can you read the motion as amended?
Okay.
Hope everyone still loves me.
Resolved that the NFC recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget approved by the LSB with the provision that the general manager develop and present an 18-month plan to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support to bring the ratio of salaries to listener support in line with that of other units in the network.
Will you call the roll, please?
Maybe it's you. Adelson.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Bediako.
Yes.
Heffley. Patty. McFalls, yes. Roberts.
No.
Tattersall.
Yes.
Gatewood.
Yes.
Weinman.
Yes.
Williams.
No.
Six.
Oh.
Coming back to you, Patty.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Patty.
Well, I don't. What is this? Is this the whole motion? Or
the whole motion. Would you like it reread?
Yes, please.
Would you reread the motion?
Resolved that the NFC recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFA budget approved by the LSB with the provision that the general manager develop and present an 18-month plan to reduce salaries as a percentage of listener support to bring the ratio of salaries to listener support in line with that of other units in the network.
Can I abstain?
You can.
Yes.
I am, like, totally, like,
okay.
I'm trying, but
got
I'm...
It. Got
all right,
it.
We've
huh?
got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes, and 3 no.
Okay, that motion carries. And just for the record, we will be dealing with the question of minority report and presentation to the PMB later. The next item is KPFK's budget. Would you like to make a motion, Casey? By the way, I'm going to do this throughout. I'm going to ask the treasurers to make the motion.
Okay, wait a second now.
Why is that?
Yeah, why is that?
We like,
because
we
they're
like
representing
the
station's budget.
Well, if that's the role of the treasurer, then I suggest that the chair be sure that that happens on the call. If they're there to represent that LSB, then represent the LSBs.
Well, I don't care. Someone else can make the motion. It doesn't matter. It's late.
I just think it's going to be easier. I'm not clear on what you said, Lonnie, but no, I'd like to recognize Casey to make the motion. It's essentially a parallel motion.
Well, I move that the NFC recommend that the PNB adopt the KPFK budget that was approved by the LSB. I'm fading. Period? Well.
Okay. That's the motion before
well,
us.
Well. Okay.
Did you want to add to it? I mean, we'll be proposing amendments, I'm quite
okay,
certain.
All right, so, yeah, that's it, and then we can amend. All right.
Okay.
I have an amendment.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
And it'll be a very simple amendment with the proviso that the budget be reduced by $100,000.
Okay. Discussion on that motion. I'd like to go, but I'll yield to other people. Okay, if there's no one else, I'll speak to it. I don't think it needs to be reduced by $100,000. I think that we've done a lot of work. By the way, when you say reduced by $100,000, do you mean expenses, listener support, what?
No, what I mean is that
surplus prior year?
We have a budget that is proposing to use $291,000 of prior year funds. I think that's a little too much.
Okay.
Not supposed to use the prior year funds, but $291,000 is an awful lot, and
So you're saying reduce expenditure by or reduce the use of surplus prior year by $100,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I
think you need to work harder on that budget. I think there is some fat in that budget. There is ways to reduce that budget. I don't think it's bare bones.
Okay, I hear it. So my comment on that is I agree that we will try and route out expenses, but I feel very strongly that the inclusion of the key programs that we and our manager have agreed should be in there, which are news stringers, the outreach, the training, skills training for volunteers, what's the other one, Casey? Those things need to be in there, and what we are not doing is spending our surplus. We have accumulated a one-month reserve as per the policy. We are carrying that forward, as we were told, through the income statement. We already decided we would not approve the use of surplus for capital expenditures, and so I'm hoping we get the support of the committee. So I'm going to use those funds to basically have our surplus prior year included funds equal our one-month reserve. And so I'm speaking against the amendment. Any further discussion?
Yes. Lottie?
Yes.
I have a question because what Davis continually said is you handed out a piece of paper that said that KPFK does not meet their one-month requirement by, what was it?
$291,000
yeah,
in the
but not meeting
the one-month requirement in this year's budget.
Right. You're saying they're not meeting the one-month requirement, and Dave is saying that they are. Can you explain why you feel that they are not?
Well, to me it's straightforward that I've said the same things over and over again. We have for a year we've been going over this. And I consider it settled board policy that each station in their budgeting and in actuality have that September 30th working capital or one-month reserve. The reason for it is simple, that in that very next month, each station will need that working capital to get through the month of October. So if a station is allowed to continually use prior year surpluses to meet their requirement, they will spend all of those prior year surpluses and be in trouble. KPFK,
right.
In my view, is not on solid financial ground. they're not my example of a station that's doing well.
I support.
Yeah, a station that is starting.
So Mark, Mark, we couldn't hear you. You're saying you support Lonnie's motion.
Yes, amendment. I do not intend to implement any budget that does not meet the month's capital in that operating year.
Okay. Any further discussion? Baruti.
Yes. If I understand what's being said, you have to have a one-month reserve every year.
No, yeah, but you get it 1 year, and every year after that, you can break even. But because
that's what we're doing.
That's what they're doing. They made their reserve as of September 30th, 2005. They will have the one-month reserve.
I do not understand. Stations have a vested interest in not having one-month reserves. So this conversation keeps going over and over again. The network.
Excuse me. I'd like the discussion to focus at this hour on whether you're speaking in favor of or opposed to the amendment and why. Mark did that. If Baruti, you could address your comments to that, and then we can vote.
Okay, I'm speaking against the amendment to require that they have a one-month reserve, because if they've already generated 1 month reserve, any year after that, as long as you break even, you've met the requirements of the foundation.
Okay, any further discussion?
Yes, Marnie would like to say something.
Please.
No one can seriously be talking about we should try to exist on skating on the thin ice of every one of us only having 1 month's operating in the bank. That's crazy. We should strive toward at least 3 months operating in the bank. But Rudy, I can't imagine that you would disagree with me.
No, I'm just saying what the policy is.
I'd like at this late date not to have crosstalk. I'd like you to speak to the motion, and then we need to vote. As Lonnie has said, we have gone over this a number of times. I don't think further discussion is going to alter positions dramatically. I think it's for the purpose of clarification. So please speak to the motion, and then we'll vote.
Chair, I disagree because you spent an awful lot of time preaching.
Late.
Okay, well, if people want to insist on doing it, then continue. But
I would like to call.
I would like to speak to the motion.
Okay, Casey, just for reference, we can't call the question in committee. Go ahead.
Have Lonnie finished?
Amendment, rather, or the motion. I think we're on the amendment.
Right, we're on Lonnie's amendment.
We're on the motion to amend.
Right. So, Marnie, were you finished?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Casey.
Thank you. I would like to speak against the amendment for two reasons. One, following up on what Baruti is saying, KPK is going into the budget year with a one-month reserve. They are ending the year with the exact same reserve. So it doesn't make sense saying that they need to reduce it in order to meet it. The second reason I'm voting against the amendment is that it is worded just as says, with the provision that the budget be reduced by $100,000 with no reasoning behind it.
All right. I can identify exactly where I will reduce it for you if you like. Yeah, I have a specific area that I think that budget needs to be reduced. Now, just to clarify, KPFK is not ending this year with 1 month. That is not true. It's my 10-month, my 10-month forecast, which everybody's quoted because it's pretty accurate, says that this year they will not meet the 1 month. They will carry that over into next fiscal, beginning October 1st. They will miss target by, in this case, 78,000. Let me read from over here. They'll miss target by $65,000. 1 month for them was, the budget was $260,000. They only have $195,000. They will miss target as of September 30th, a week or so from now, by $65,000. And then they will grow into the savings by $291,000 additional. That's not acceptable.
May I ask a question?
Please.
The shortage for this fiscal year that you're projecting out, that's just looking at what's going to happen for this fiscal year. What will the balance sheet say?
The balance sheet is that they'll spend that money. They'll miss target this year by $65,000, but there will be bills for that $65,000. That's the number on the page. It just happens that those bills will, as WBAI's example that you've given, fall in October.
No, that's
Lonnie,
that's,
I'd like to ask a clarifying question, which is, my understanding is that KPFK will end the fiscal with about $650,000 in the bank, and payables and receivables approximately balancing.
We keep saying that. Keep saying it. We'll not make it true. You will not end this year with $650,000. Fiscal, excuse me, a fiscal means nothing. Well, not prior years.
Lonnie, I'm not asking you about what's in the income statement. I'm asking you in the bank at the end of the year. My understanding is we will end with about $650,000 with payables and receivables approximately balancing. Is that your understanding?
No, that's not my understanding.
What is your understanding of what we will end the year with cash in bank?
Right now I'm just speaking to the issue of how well that station has performed this fiscal.
I understand.
But you can't isolate the fiscal year. We're looking at 1 month reserve means 1 month reserve, whether you earned it over 10 years or whether you earned it in 1 year.
You're a finance person. Even if your point were taken that you have $600,000, which is not true, but WBAI, you're staring at the same situation. The dimensions are different.
No, we're not. We don't have $650,000 in the bank.
Have exactly the same problem. You're finishing the fiscal without adequate working capital.
Okay, folks, rather than go around and around the post, it is the case that we have discussed this, and people just are in different places in their
understanding. All right, anyway, so that's my point. So we are not going to agree. I agree. I tell you, point blank, Brody, and I'm surprised that you don't use your continuing to argue the other side. You, at WBAI, you will run out of cash.
But we're not talking about WBAI now.
Are we talking about the
folks, I want to end the crosstalk. I think it's time to vote on the amendment. I don't think we're making progress. We're repeating ourselves.
I do think it's relevant here also, especially because BAI is going to be
Mark, you're breaking up. Can you? I don't know why, but we can't hear everything you're saying. It's like every third word.
I do think it's relevant here because BAI is the one that's going to be looking for money.
Okay.
And they won't be able. I mean, the thing is that what he's saying is that fine. You say you have 650, and you also have 650 in bills. The point of the matter is.
No, we don't.
No, he doesn't. He didn't say that.
Well, you said in a similar amount. What did you say?
No, I said that much cash in bank, and then I said and payables and receivables approximately balanced. So basically, you're saying the total amount of working capital that KPSK has unencumbered is on the order of 650.
All right, but what Lonnie is saying is that, one, that's not the case, but if it were the case, you're still going to be dipping into your prior year.
I hear what you're saying. We're just at a point of disagreement. We need to resolve it through a vote now.
And dipping in your prior year means less money available to bail out BAI.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe I should get it together.
No, actually, it doesn't mean that. It means not adding to the amount available to bail out other things.
That's a canard. Okay. The court of
a duck,
that's a duck.
All right, well, enough ducks.
Yeah.
Can we go to a vote online?
There's a duck from Canada.
I mean, I just so disagree with you, but I have to laugh. I agree. I'd like to go to a vote on the duck. So will you call the roll for read the amendment and call the roll? What case?
Yeah, okay. The amendment is that we add with the provision that the budget be reduced by $100,000. If that amendment passes, the motion will read that the National Finance Committee recommend that the PND adopt the KPSK budget approved by the LSB with the provision that the budget be reduced by $100,000.
Okay. Will you call the roll, please?
Yes. Adelson?
No, on the amendment.
Allen?
Pass on the amendment.
Bediaco?
No.
Hesley?
No.
McFaul is no. Roberts?
Yes.
Pattersall?
Yes.
Gatewood?
Kane?
Weinman?
No.
Thank you.
Williams?
I abstain.
Hicks?
Yes.
Coming back to Allen?
No.
All right, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's, and 1, 2, 3 yeses, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, can you read the motion as it exists?
Motion as it exists, that the NSC recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFK budget approved by the LSB.
Okay, I'd like to make an amendment such. I want to say that there's a Scrivener errors that the LSB approved $8,000 in the LSB expenses rather than $10,000. So I would like it to say, noting that the LSB approved $8,000 in the LSB expense line as opposed to the $10,000 that appears in the document in the consolidated budget.
It actually showed $12,000, Lonnie?
No, it was $12,000 originally, then it got cut to $10,000, then we cut out the additional $2,000. So the document you guys all have and what Lonnie has in the consolidated budget is $10,000. And what the LSB specifically said it wanted to do and was doing and was represented to them that was done was that it was reduced to $8,000.
Wow. I think you need to clarify. I worked with a budget that you said that
right,
was approved.
And that was erroneous. Right. We didn't. That really is a Scrivener's error. There should be 8,000. There's a budget note there that says should be 8,000. And that's what we told the LSB they were voting on. So, and they agreed that to cut that 2,000. So noting a Scrivener's error in the submitted document.
And it should read.
It should read $8,000 in LSB, not $10,000 in LSB expenses.
Can we vote?
Can we vote on that amendment? Is there an objection to that amendment?
Yeah, I object to amending an LSB budget. I thought you would, too.
We're not changing the budget. I do object, and I agree with Mark, that we shouldn't fiddle that other number because that creates a bunch of changes. But this is a simple Scrivener's error.
Yeah, well, that's true. A couple of these other budgets. I think that we need a process around this, not simply vote on this committee.
Okay,
Patty,
can
we vote, Mr.
Chair?
Patty?
Well, wait a sec. We're in discussion, Therese. I'd like to let Lonnie finish his comment, then I'll recognize Patty.
What would make me feel better is that the LSB chair identifies exact points where you want to change so that we have something official from the LSB. And we're not
how
just.
How would you phrase that?
I think that Don White, your chair for the LSB, ought to send to this committee affirmation of the intent of the LSB. He's the official representative of that LSB.
Okay, but I don't think we're scheduling a meeting before you need to put this out. So
I'm asking for an email.
That we vote on this in good faith that this document will be coming from Mr. White in a couple of days. I think he's an honorable person. I never met the man. I'm sure it's fine. We have people's good word.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I just need something in writing.
What's the language we're saying here?
With an email to the to the CFO from the chair of the LSB at KPFK.
So we're basically saying we recommend that we approve the budget with the LSB along with incorporating any Scrivener's any errors in
the
submitted document indicated by the chair in an email to the NFC. Would that be appropriate?
Yeah, that's the audit trail.
Okay. So in addition to I don't even know what I just said. Did anybody else hear it?
Well, I thought you were just talking about $8,000 in the LSB budget. I think it should be limited to that. I mean, good God.
Yep, okay. That's the one we've identified and have discussed.
The LSB
figure
on your KPFK budget be $8,000 if acknowledged by the KPFK LSB chair to the NFC.
In writing to the NFC.
And by email.
Right.
And also to the CFO. I'm the one that's going to be compiling these budgets and sending them out.
You're on the NFC, so that does go to you.
Well, no, I'm the one that's going to make the change.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so can you read the amendment, Casey?
Right, I'm trying to go as we go. I'm amending it to add, with the correction of a Scrivener's error, which allocates $8,000 for LSB expenses as opposed to $10,000.
Okay.
With acknowledgement?
With
pending the acknowledgement.
well, I was going to say such correction to be documented by an email from the KPFK LSB chair to the CFO and the National Finance Committee.
Okay, great.
How's that?
Is there any objection to that amendment?
I ask unanimous consent.
I ask it too. All right. Hearing no objection, that is adopted by unanimous consent. Now, the next item is the WBAI budget.
Well, you have to vote on the main motion.
Oh, excuse me. The main motion as amended.
Okay, the main motion as amended is...
Excuse me, Dave?
Yeah?
I thought we... I'm sorry, because I'm fading here. You know, it's after...
We all are, I understand.
It's 12... No, you guys got light time still, right? And the sun's still out there?
I
have no idea. I'm in a concrete room with no window.
All right, 12:30 here.
There is a full moon, though.
What I wanted to say is that I did not want to vote for the approval of that of the KPFK budget. Is that when you? I thought you were voting on whether to.
I thought we did approve the recommendation, and then I proposed the change. I mean, I do. I think you're right, Mark. We did approve the main motion.
No, I'm saying
and
I.
And then amended it.
I thought we were whether or not to go ahead and amend it. Then we have to vote on the main motion.
Right.
Yes.
Let's vote on the main motion.
Okay. Now let's vote on the main motion. Okay.
All right.
Sorry about this. I'm foggy too.
All right.
So go ahead and read the main motion, Casey.
Okay. The main motion is that the National Finance Committee recommend that the PNB adopt the KPFK budget approved by the LSB. With the correction of a Scrivener's error, which allocates $8,000 for LSB expenses as opposed to $10,000, such correction to be documented by an email from the KPFK LSB chair to the Chief Financial Officer and National Finance Committee.
Okay. Will you call the roll, please?
Okay. Adelson.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Bediako.
Yes.
Heffley.
Yes.
McFall. Yes. Roberts.
No.
Pattersall. Come back. Gatewood.
Yes.
Weinman.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Hicks.
Point of information, voting for this amendment does not imply approval of the KFK budget. As
no, we're now voting on the main motion.
This is the main motion, Lonnie.
Is that a yes or a no?
If you want to vote no, Lonnie, that's a no for you.
No, Lonnie, in answer to your question, I think if you vote yes here, you're voting in favor of the LSB budget with the as presented with the addition of a Scrivener's error. If you vote
no, I thought Mark's point was just the opposite, that I want to have a separate vote on approval of the KFK budget. I want to register my opposition to that budget.
Right, then you would
vote
no
right
on
now.
This motion.
Huh?
Can you reread the motion? Can you read the motion before us?
Yes. The motion is that the National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB adopt the KPFK budget approved by the LSB with a correction of a Scrivener's error, which allocates $8,000 for LSB expenses as opposed to $10,000. Such correction to be documented by an email from the LSB chair to the Chief Financial Officer and the National Finance Committee.
But if you vote yes on this, what you're voting is in favor of the LSB budget with that one Scrivener's change.
Yeah, I am opposed to adopting.
So that would be a no.
That would be a no.
And also, I want to have that objection entered into the record.
We'll deal with that when we deal with the minority report item at the end of.
Yeah, I'm making a note of it now that I'm going to make a minority report on this budget.
Back to Pattersall.
Right.
The answer would be no.
Okay. So now continue with the roll, Casey.
Pattersall will abstain.
I'm sorry.
Abstain.
Thank you. Okay. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did LaVarne vote?
Yes, I did.
What'd you vote, LaVarne?
We have eight yeses.
I'm on roll call. Casey can read the vote.
Eight yeses, two noes, one abstention.
And you know.
thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
You voted yes?
Of course I did. I mean, it's your budget. You want it. I
okay.
vote yes.
KPF,
my budget, I didn't want it. I voted no.
Right. KPFT.
Wait, that works.
Wait, Mr. Chair, correction. This
yes.
is our budget. It is not your budget.
That's
it's
right. Point, your point is well taken.
Yeah,
yes.
I did not bring the budget. KPFK brought the budget.
Thanks to everybody. We are now in the item on KPFT's budget. Sandy,
yes.
would you care to make a motion?
We keep forgetting we're supposed to be representing the foundation.
Yeah,
I was wrong. I'm just going down the
control. I'd like to make a motion that the budget for KPFT be approved as presented to the National Finance Committee and voted upon unanimously by the local station board.
That was unanimously approved by the KPFT LSB.
Correct.
Okay, any discussion?
Yes. Yes.
Mark, go ahead.
Yes, I heartily support this budget. It meets the one-month requirement, and so I will support it with both hands.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I just want to congratulate KPFT and Sandy and your folks for, I know how this fiscal began, and I'm real delighted to see how it's going to end. And certainly next fiscal looks really terrific.
It was truly a collaborative effort and crossed, God, do I dare use the word partisan, lines.
It's truly then a testament to the ability of T to bring together people who disagree and get a budget that's workable. And I think it provides some real solid financial foundation for T in the next fiscal. Anyway, I heartily support it, and I will vote for it.
And I would suggest that when the PNB comes to Houston, that you pack some fruit bars and some apples and oranges for the national board meeting.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Then is there any objection to adopting this, or may we adopt it without objection? Hearing no objection, it's adopted without objection.
Music to my ears.
The next thing is WBAI. Baruti, would you like to propose the motion?
Yes, but before I do, I circulated two items this evening, one showing the updated CPB amounts, which aren't reflected in the budget. As presented, as that was in Lonnie's package, his budget has $489,000, and the actual amount that we're going to receive as per Lonnie's CPB...
507.
No, 517.
Yep.
Six. So that increase in income, some of which is going to be restricted, 27.5% will be restricted, I guess, to FSRN, but the balance of that would be available for...
What's that total amount?
$517,610 is the correct...
Okay, month. From what? 517 from what?
Right. The number that's in the budget is Hold on one second. Budget up.
487, you said?
489,840.
So $28,000.
Roughly, yeah. $28,000. So that's one change to the budget. The other change to the budget is...
May I ask a point
sure.
of information? Does that include the increase to KPFT as a majority-minority?
Yes. Okay. You're talking about the KPFT budget, Teresa?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the other change to the budget is that I also circulated a schedule showing how INDRA allocated the $25,000. I indicated that our LSB made a motion adding $25,000 to the salary line, and I circulated a schedule, those of you that are at your computer, showing how INDRA allocated that $25,000 between salaries and related fringe benefits. I'll say it orally so folks will know. Our original budget had for salaries $1,065,654. I'm sorry, the original one was $1,044,056. The new one is $1,065,654, which is an increase of $21,598. She also increased FICA $1,600, unemployment $700, and then benefits $1,000, and that accounts for the total of $25,000. And we also increased major donations, $25,000. Now, with the increase in the CPB money, that really gives us a larger, instead of that $2,000, that I guess that would make it about $27,000. What did you say the increase was, Patty?
What did I just say? $28,000.
About $20,000. Do I need to calculate to get the exact number? But basically, I want the new CPB money reflected. So that's going to give us, instead of us breaking, having about a $22,000 surplus for the year, that would increase the surplus by the increase in the CPB funding.
So, Marudi, are you suggesting we approve the budget or recommend the passage of the adoption of the budget approved by the WBILSB with the proviso of inclusion of adjustments in CPB funding that were not in the document passed by the LSB?
Right. Well, it's got to include three things. The CPB funding, the increase in major donations of $65,000, and the increase in salaries and related fringe benefits for $25,000.
So wait, just so I clarify, the LSB did not vote on those things, but they were changes made?
No, the LSB voted on the $25,000 increase in major donations and in salaries and related expenses going up $25,000.
So it's just not reflected in the document before us?
Exactly, that's correct.
Okay, so I think a parallel construction to what we did on the KPFK thing would be the way you want to phrase that.
Right.
And this is Patty also make a statement there.
You will talk about it once we have the motion in the form we're considering
and
it.
Bertie, did you send that? You said you sent that budget out?
Yeah, I sent a schedule that shows what Indra's original salary lines were.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it now. So I've got the whole budget or just the changes?
I'm just showing the changes, the lines that changed.
But I have to make the changes in the budget I have, I guess. Is that correct? Is that
yes, that's
the way we're going to proceed here?
Right.
We'll do.
Mr. Chair, may I be on the stack?
Yeah, well, as soon as we get a motion.
Oh, okay, so I need to word the motion. I move that the WBAI budget, as approved by the LSB, be recommended for approval by the PNB with the changes as noted, increasing the CPB funding to the correct level of $517,610, increasing major donations.
Can you go slower with changes?
Before you do that, Barudi, I think you need to clarify that these are changes the LSB voted to do and are not in the document presently before the NFC.
Okay, now, but our LSB did not approve, or they're not, the CPB money doesn't have approval. Should I make that a separate issue?
Subsequent. Just say
yes.
Subsequent.
Yeah, why don't you, my brain just shut down, so do whatever you think right.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Lonnie?
With the subsequent change of the CPB amount to be $517,610.
I just think they've got to do it the same way. Have the LSB chair acknowledge the CPB monies and acknowledge the $25,000. That's all we need to do.
Well, the $25,000, I forwarded. Okay, I mean, I can do that, but I did forward the motion that was passed. But if you
that's fine. I just want the chair to acknowledge both changes at the same time. It's just a short email, no problem.
Okay.
The LSB chair.
Chair, right. Okay. Now, in terms of the wording of the motion, though, I can combine it all into one. The subsequent increase in CPB funding to $517,610, and the increase in major donations to $325,000, and the increase in salaries and fringe benefits to $1,356,178.
Salaries and related expenses.
Right, salaries and related expenses. Right.
And well, I'm sorry. What was the number for the CPB?
CPB was increased to $517,610.
$610. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so tell me if this is right.
Mm-hmm.
Move that the WBAI budget, as approved by the LSB, be recommended for approval with the changes of
by the PNB.
For approval by the PNB. With the changes of the subsequent increase to CPB funding to $517,610, major donations to $325,000, and salaries and related expenses to $1,356,178.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead. I
had a question for Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that your major donations increased other than the fact that somebody wanted to add a paycheck?
Well, the $25,000, it represents restricted fundraising that's going to be done to support the $25,000 to be spent on a development consultant.
All right, thank you. That's all I need to know.
Mrs. Patty?
Go ahead, Patty.
Okay, also, it should be known that this was a bulk amount, $25,000, that was to be added into salaries and related, and the LSB has never seen the actual breakdown. So if we're going to be picky about how it's done, the LSB has never seen the breakdown that Indra did of the $25,000, even though they voted for the $25,000 increase in salaries and related. And this $25,000 that was voted on for this consultant in the major donors was somewhat on the, you know, back of advice that Lonnie or the national office would front us the money. And this kind of language, I don't know, you know, I'm going to vote against this budget because also the Finance Committee voted against this $25,000 being salaries and related, and had, where Indra had put it in the beginning, she had put it as this development consultant, and the Finance Committee itself voted to keep it as a development consultant and not to increase salaries. It went to the local board, and the budget was passed in the same fashion to keep the money as consultant and not to increase salaries, and it was revisited because people didn't like the vote, and so it got back and they rescinded the whole budget that got passed to put $25,000 in salaries and related, and the $25,000 on the proviso, we love that word, it would be money would be fronted to us. So we could possibly, and that's what I recall, I don't remember the fundraising, and then Lonnie clarified last week or something, oh, you could get it from the CPB money, or you could get it from something else, you know. So I think that that should be cleared, and maybe perhaps let me make an amendment to this right now, that the CPB money that was acquired be given to the development consultant and be taken out of this major donors.
Can I give two things, Patty? The only problem with that, that would work, but see, we don't get all of that money. 27.5% of it is restricted.
Okay, so look, we're still looking at 20 grand or something. That's a good start on the consultant.
That would be.
And I'm a, you know, this kind of, this is, you know, the money just to be fronted the money, which is or isn't possible, that the general manager really needs, that BAI needs a consultant for development. It's how could that be worded? Could that be worded that we recommend that the balance of the after restricted CPB money be replace this $25,000 in the major donors for the use of the development consultant, with the balance to be.
Mr. Chair, I'm confused here. I thought the LSB has already approved this and is presenting it to us.
Yes, and that's why I'm making an amendment to it right now, because...
So you're trying to undo what they did?
Yeah, because they undid it two times to get what
they wanted,
and I'm saying we have new money here. Right now, the money came, and we could do that instead of waiting to be fronted money. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I'm saying, look, if the money came along, and let's use it for that instead of, like...
Point of order?
Yes.
You can't do that. Point of order.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Yeah, I don't believe it's appropriate for us to make changes to the budget, but just to vote on it.
I agree.
Well, I think...
On point of information, isn't that what we've done with all the other amendments to the motion?
Wait a sec.
Hang on.
So as a point of order, Sandy, I think that's actually an objection to the amendment, not her putting it forth as the amendment. Our role is to review and recommend, so... There have been other amendments that recommended changes to the budget. I think we'll work on it as an amendment to make...
Point of information, Mr. Chair, we have not recommended changes to the budget.
Your own amendment recommended a reduction of $100,000 in this KPFK budget.
Talking over me, let me finish my point. What we did with K is we corrected a Scribner's error, and then we got verification for that correction.
That's correct.
And that is not a change. That is.
But your earlier amendment... was that we voted down as an amendment was that we recommend a reduction of $100,000.
Yeah, to go back to the LSB action. So it's not a change of LSB action. It's a recommendation to the LSB. Patty's amendment is a change of the budget without the LSB.
Let's let her get the amendment out, and let's make our objections and adjust it so it's parallel with what we think is appropriate.
Well, no, I'm objecting to it because it is not in the jurisdiction of this committee to accept the motion. To change an LSB budget.
It is not.
We've been doing it all night.
Excuse me. I'm ruling that the amendment that she is proposing is not a change to the LSB approved budget. It is a recommendation to the PNB. And we can object to that amendment. I'm saying that the amendment is in order. We may vote it down based on what you've said, but it is in order, at least as a parliamentary issue. So go ahead, Patty, state it, and then people will beat it up.
I'd like to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
I'd like to appeal, too. I don't think it should be allowed. This is not in the jurisdiction to change the LSB to you.
Okay, so there's been an appeal to the ruling of the chair. How does this go again? If you vote yes, you vote to overturn the chair, or you vote yes, you vote to sustain the chair?
I think yes is sustaining the chair.
Okay, so can we call the roll on sustaining the chair?
Can I get an understanding on what your ruling was?
I'm ruling is that the amendment, as a matter of parliamentary procedure, is in order. I'm not ruling whether or not it's in jurisdiction or not. People may argue after the fact that it is or is not. But I'm saying her amendment, she is allowed to propose this amendment.
No, what you're saying is that her amendment to adjust the budget is in order right now.
No, she's not making a motion. My understanding, let me clarify this. My understanding is that her motion is that we recommend to the PNB adjustments, not that we're changing it, not that we're going to scribble in a different thing, but that when the PNB adopts, it consider the following adjustments. Is that correct, Patty?
Yes.
Okay. Is there still an objection to my ruling that motion is in order?
Yes, the PNB has not seen that proposed change. It would go directly to the PNB with it.
Well, no. The way it would go is these numbers that are in here would go, and then there would be a recommendation of that they adopt an alternate number there. That's my understanding of the amendment, and all I'm doing is ruling that amendment is at least in order. And so there's a motion to overturn the chair. There's still an issue. So vote yes is a vote to sustain the ruling of the chair that the amendment is in order.
I withdraw. In the interest of time, I withdraw my objection. Let's just go to vote on the amendment.
Okay. Well, let's let her get it out of her mouth then. Go ahead, Patty.
Okay. I make a motion that the balance... that the CPB, the extra CPB money minus the restricted dollars be, what's that word, to the, allocated to the development director consultant position and removed from the major donors. The balance of the money, the $25,000, should come from will be raised by let's see, that's where she put the $25,000 before, which
Patty,
she added
Patty, 20, Patty,
okay,
Patty,
will be raised by community events. Community events.
Well, not raised, but you've got, the motion needs to be a recommendation to the PNB about what it should do with these line items.